Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of This is 20-something. And this is an episode that's going to work a little bit differently. Our topic this week is fuckboys, and we are going to let Lily and Jocelyn, two of my gal pals, present the information to me because I have been lucky and haven't had a lot of, like, typical, like, dating app experiences and stuff like that. So they're gonna explain to me what it is this week. And as per usual, you guys can check out all of our updates on our Instagram and Twitter, which are both at ThisIs20Pod. And Lily, do you wanna say anything about yourself before we get started?
Hello. I'm probably gonna be a usual co-host. I'm going to be on this podcast a good bit. So, hi, my name is Lily, and if you probably follow my Twitter, because if I don't know you on Instagram, I probably won't let you follow. I'm on that private status. So follow my Twitter for some goofs and some gaffes and some laughs. I got some good gems in there. So my handle is at Lily Browder, LilyBrowder.
Yay. And Joss, anything you want to say? You've heard Jocelyn.
Oh, I'm sick, so I sound like absolute shite on this podcast.
Oh, whatever. You don't sound that bad. You guys remember Jocelyn from, it was episode 3, right? The Equal Rights Amendment episode. She was the guest on that, so she'll be a familiar voice at this point.
Yeah, I got my mind blown last time, but now it's time for me to blow Allison's mind, because she has been oh so lucky and so fortunate to have met somebody. And I know that Lily and I
have like one story, so that's what I'm going to, because it's like dating app, typical, what the hell.
So basically, we want to explain to Allison what a fuckboy is. Because I brought this idea up because I thought, you know, what is a topic that us girls really do talk about at sleepovers? Like an actual one, not like what boys think, which is another concept of a fuckboy. Why do all guys think that when we have sleepovers, it's like pillow fights and we're all wearing like lingerie?
I know.
What the fuck do you think we do?
But like, we're in oversized t-shirts.
Yeah.
And maybe like a cute matching Target PJ set. Like if it's like a birthday party and you're going to take pictures or something. But like outside of that,
We look like face masks and greasy hair.
Yeah. The only thing that's like kind of accurate is like, I feel like all girl pals have like seen their friends' boobs at some point. Like, oh, I know when I was just studying abroad, I saw like my closest friend's boobs like at least 5 times a day. So,
well, I mean, like,
that's something, but like, they'd be like, oh, they're so nice.
But the other thing is like, The other thing is, like, boobs don't have to be, like, a sexual, like, oh, boobs. Like, boobs are just a part of your body. It's, like, your elbows.
Because guys have their shirts off all the time.
Yeah, it's, like, you don't have to over-sexualize every part of your body at all times. Like, yes, there are times when you, like, use it in that way, but, like, not in settings like
tits.
That. Like, guys always think, like, oh, if we're changing in front of each other, then we must be about to, like, make out or something. And it's, like, no, bro, this is, like, just part of your body. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay, so that, Allison, that's a fuckboy. All right,
I do know what it is.
That's a fuckboy. So, actually, I literally decided, I did some Google research, because, you know, educate yourself. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of came up with my own definition and, like, the characteristics of a fuckboy to, like, explain to you so that you kind of know better. And probably, I'm just going to say this now, if you're listening to this, you have encountered at least one of these characteristics on somebody, so just think about who pops into your head, because, I mean, everybody's going to have it.
It could be anyone.
Really could be anyone. So I said fuckboys are typically straight, white, single men between the ages of 18 till death.
Oh. Wait, but we do, I have experienced fuckboys of all ethnicities.
I've lost a lot of them. I've lost a lot of them to the fuckboy.
I hate to see him, guy.
So here's my list of characteristics of a fuckboy.
All right.
They ask for nudes. after you just say hey.
I have an example.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Everyone has been on Facebook and gotten chatted by some dude.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, they go, hey, you don't even respond. And they go, will you send me nudes? Has that ever worked for anybody?
Or they'll be, like, of your face, but, like...
I'm going to tell you a story
what?
About this guy I knew in high school. And he was, like, one of the really, really popular guys. And all the girls in our, like, that were, like, in that friend group, we used to call him Tits or Naw behind his back because he would just send pictures of his straight-up penis with the, like, Snapchat caption, Tits or Naw. And nobody ever replied to them. And, like, he was sending them to me and random people. And it was, like, everybody had to block him. We were, like, what are you doing, dude?
Okay. That's a fuckboy slash, like, actually...
Predator.
That's sexual harassment.
Yeah, that's, that's the beginnings of a sexual predator.
There's so many.
Thank God you can block people.
I know, right? But it's, like, it's kind of funny.
My list of blocks is...
Oh, yeah.
Their moms pay for everything, but they disrespect women.
Okay.
They literally will have mommy be the one buying you the drink, but then also insulting you.
Okay, it's kind of like I go on Twitter and they're like, I can't have a daughter because of this. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, then how are you supposed to have a wife? Like,
what?
Okay.
And it's just like, you can't help if you have a daughter or a son.
I heard a great analogy for that the other day, how men are saying, I can't remember where I heard it. It was on some documentary or
podcast. I'm not trying to men shame all men.
No, we're not. And that's not what this episode is.
We're fuckboy shaming.
We're talking about a specific epidemic that's happening. And if you're not a part of this epidemic, you can laugh along with us. And if you're relating to any of this, you need to look in the mirror. You need to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
But like,
if the shoe fits...
Yeah.
The list keeps kind of like...
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all so right. Crazy. I had a point, but...
You lost it.
I lost it.
It was the...
You were talking about something else.
You talking about tits or not?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It wasn't important. I'm going to listen back and be like, crap, I might edit it and it'll just be like my voice really close to the computer.
But now you have to keep this in because you said you edited it out. And that's what they all say in all of the YouTube videos. They say they're going to edit it out, but they never edit it out.
Editing sucks, you guys. Like, you don't want to spend any more time.
I literally edit.
It sucks. I have to split it up over
I need
like
to start doing
days.
More projects because I've been chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Shooting some b-ball.
You're always
okay. Well, we should rename this to Fuckboys and Confusing Off Path Tangents.
Confusing Dialogue. Fuckboys and Confusing.
That doesn't make any sense to anybody else.
That's a good band name.
I might just cut out all the bullshit and put out like
the Off Path Tangents.
I might just
would just be good, a good podcast name. All right, copyright.
No one take it.
Me and Joss are starting a side project.
All right. Here's one that I have really experienced quite often. When you're not interested in them, they call you a bitch. But then when you're not interested in them because you're interested in somebody else, you're a slut.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Like, how did I become a bitch because I'm not interested in you? And secondly, because I'm interested in somebody else?
I don't care what people call me. It's like more what girls say of you, you care more about than what guys say of you, I think, in my opinion. You know, like, you take compliments from girls more seriously than you take a compliment from a guy.
Well, I think it's because, I heard this somewhere, too, that guys don't know what effort it took for you to look the way you look.
Yeah.
And for you to be, like, the way you are when you go out, like... Girls know how long it took you to curl your hair. And
no,
how
they're
long
like, your hair is nice. You're like, why is my hair nice? And they're like,
Yeah. Like, but like, okay. Girls they understand. So when you're given a compliment by them, it means more because it's like, oh, you know, like how long it took for me to look like this right now.
Yeah.
But okay, next. That tangent wasn't that bad.
Next.
It's not a bad tangent.
Okay, this has been a recent one.
Okay.
All right.
They only talk about Fortnite.
This, like,
Like, what's... Well,
okay, I played Fork Knife one time.
That little Fork Knife, I love
fork
it.
Knife. Yeah, I played it one time, and I got that from a meme that's Kim Kardashian. She's, like, in her hunter's gear, and it goes, when you're trying to impress your guy crush with,
Fork Knife.
Like, something like that, and she's, like, shooting, but she's not even looking. She's smiling at the camera.
I don't know why everybody's so obsessed with it, though.
I mean, like...
Like,
there's
obsessed.
So many other games. Like,
do you know guys
it's just like a gaming
sports?
Epidemic. I don't know. Like, I used to be a gamer when I was little. Like, I've played Sims for like 12 hours straight.
But Sims
boys that aren't fuckboys, please, if this is the only thing on the list that you relate to because you just like Fortnite, please, like, hit us up and let us know, like, why like it.
And if it's like, it's a questionable thing because I think that's a reason, like, they don't text back, you know what I mean?
Matt Waters, are you listening from episode 4? You are not a fuckboy and you're a gamer, so do you and any of your not fuckboy friends play Fortnite? If you do, please text me and let me know what it's about.
And I know what it's about. Like, it's like you and 100 other people.
Yeah, and you're supposed
and
to be the last one standing.
And you have to be,
standing.
Like, the last one standing. And but you have, like, to build and protect. She protects, she attack. Like...
Yeah. But, like, if you're talking about it all the time, like, why... Like, what's the appeal? Why is that?
I don't know, because, like, why do people play, like, FIFA a lot? Why do people play, like, those basketball games
a lot? Like,
do
you know any Snapchat stories of guys
it's just
I see
so, it's
when
just
it's,
so
like, Victory
much.
Royale when they win?
And it's hard.
I see it on every
They geek out. It's just the reactions, I think, are hilarious. But
I think girls are much better at compartmentalizing, like, will put stuff on, like, Finstas and, like, other accounts. Like, I have a separate podcast account. And, like, when I do other stuff, I make other accounts for that. And so we're good at, like, compartmentalizing our shit. But guys
right.
just throw it all on their personal page.
Right. Here we go.
Okay, next thing on the list.
Okay. thinks that they are the hottest thing in the world when they're probably really a solid 5.
Right.
So this probably is gonna offend somebody.
Oh no.
Drives a truck with a Trump sticker on it.
Cause I'm gonna get so opinionated.
I'm not gonna go into depth on this one because that would be a very off-path tangent.
That's a very off-path tangent.
But yes.
But it's like, if you know that this is gonna spark a controversy and you, like, thrive off of that, that's like, dude.
I'm also saying if you still got your Hillary sticker on your car, that's obnoxious too. Or your
yeah,
Obama
like the
sticker.
Election's over.
Yeah.
Take it
like,
off.
It's just like, I don't know. I know what
don't
you mean.
Don't want to talk about it, but it just pisses me off.
I know what you mean. You just get like a vibe.
It just gives me a bad vibe, a fuckboy vibe. And then my last one, which, again, this is very important, and I don't think anybody knows how important this is, but this is because in my opinion, a fuckboy is somebody who's immature.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what a credit score is, / they don't even have a credit score. It's like...
Yeah.
Be an adult.
It's like having a low credit score is at least better than having no credit score.
I literally know people with no credit score.
Yeah. Because, like... At least it shows that you have, like, some experience with, like, trying to maintain, you know what I mean?
Yes, like, to have a, I don't know, a plan.
Yeah.
You know. But that was my list of characteristics of a fuckboy.
I think that's pretty good.
I think I kind of covered most of this. There are probably hundreds and thousands of other descriptions and adjectives you can do to describe one. And you already probably have one if you're listening to this because you probably know a fuckboy. But I did have two things that I wanted to say and that was it.
Okay.
There's two historical fuckboys that I thought that I'd talk about because fuckboy is not a new term. We used to call it man whore. But then, like, whore kind of is something that is used to describe a woman. So then we, like, kind of came up with fuckboy because it's just only a man.
Yeah, they get offended by the word. It's like we finally come up with a term
yes.
to call men because it's like You can't use the word slut or whore or a guy.
You've been calling us bitches and cunts and sluts and all these things for so many years, and we come up with one.
It's like you get
term.
Prick and yeah. a dick.
We can't even call you dick though, because it's like.
Well, I mean, that's like calling somebody a pussy. Yeah. Like, it's just not that.
Yeah, it's not a. It's not like.
It's like okay.
I just don't care. I don't care what anyone says to me. Unless it's a girl.
Haters are gonna hate, man.
I know. There's potatoes are gonna potate.
And tate.
Tomatoes are gonna tomate.
So there's two fuckboys who are historical of, you know, kind of importance. So Benjamin Franklin and Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
So Benjamin Franklin, he used to go to France and like fuck like three different hookers a night. And he like preferred the older ones because it was less likely that they would get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexander Hamilton, he cheated on his wife with a 23-year-old while his wife and his kids were out of town. So
honorable.
So historically,
founders of our
historically, fuckboys are just like forever have been there and will forever probably be there. Stop fuckboys.
Yeah.
2018.
So I was thinking about fuckboys in movies, and then I have. A story about a fuckboy, so which one do you think I should go first?
Do the movies.
Okay, so do you guys have any, like, prominent fuckboys you think of when it comes to, like, movies?
Tom Cruise.
Which one?
Tom Cruise.
What is that,
or, like, a character in, like, a specific movie.
What's that movie where they are gonna, like, it's, like, fuck, that guy's, like, a douchebag, they're in high school and he's dating, like, all of them. And
John Tucker Must Die.
Yes, John Tucker Must Die. Yes,
that's a good one.
And then he meets the girl who like changes him, but he's like still a little shit.
Yeah. So I think John Tucker to me is like an example.
Well, I was looking at a list and there was like two that I really liked. The first one was the what's his name from Clueless, the guy who like dumps her out in the car.
Oh yes.
What's his name? Let me see. Elton. Yeah.
What a shit. That's a fuckboy.
What really pissed me off is, like, he had Shelby Murphy's picture in his locker, and he was like, I have the picture because you took that picture. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then she, like, didn't want to hook up with him, and she left her, like, out on the streets, and then she was wearing that nice dress, and then the gunman made her get her down. She's like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
She's like, this is Alaya. What's her name? What's the dress?
I can't remember.
Actress.
Yeah, a designer.
And then she like gets down. She has to count to 100, but she counts to like 2.
Yeah.
And then she calls Paul Rudd. And saves the day.
My
and
mom
she dates her stepbrother.
What?
They went to
high school.
That's weird. Yeah.
They went to high school together.
I love Paul Rudd.
They double dated in high school.
Oh my God. Say what?
And he remembers her. He saw her friend in a bar and asked about my mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because they both. Like, he and her friend both live in, like, the same... They live out in California.
Oh, sweetheart.
So.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one?
Okay, the Devil Wears Prada, the boyfriend.
Okay. Yes.
Nate.
Yes.
So she's literally trying to, like, get her... Anne Hathaway's trying to get her career together.
Like, be a badass
bitch. Be a badass bitch. And he gets mad that, like, she didn't, like, make plans for his birthday.
Like, it's...
Like, she had to go to this huge thing
it's
for
It's just
work.
Sort of like, grow up, she doesn't need to plan your birthday.
It's like, whatever, dude.
Isn't that, like, your responsibility?
Whatever.
You're an adult.
Let's see what else this one got.
I love that you sing.
Whatever.
another tangent.
What was your fuckboy story?
Okay. So, you guys don't know this. I am new. Hello, my name is Lily. And I've never been on a date before. I've never had a boyfriend. So, this is what happened. I recently just was like, I'm gonna go on Tinder. Let's just throw all the fucks we have into the wind. Yeah, let's throw it all in the fan and let's see what the universe puts out for us. So I make a Tinder and it's really funny. I think I put like semi cute pictures of me, one of me like cosplaying at MomoCon, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I had it for like 10 minutes and my bio was, I think, you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore, school,
yes.
2007.
Love that movie.
Whatever. And then I put my Venmo in my account, like just in case someone was feeling
generous.
Really generous and really wanted my attention, because I'm like, help me, I'm poor. Help me. So I was just putting it out there, you know, with any rich daddies on there. Have you? So, one time I got sent like 69 cents and I was like, ew. The guy was not cute.
Gross.
And he was like, I can't wait for you to like me back on
Who's
Tinder.
Doing
I'm like,
that?
I'm like, how am I even supposed to like find you?
He
like,
gave you 69 cents.
Yeah.
Ew, that's barely enough to cover the charge to transfer it to your debit card.
That's what I'm saying. It like takes away like
25 cents.
Yeah, 25 cents. How am I doing that for there? So one guy sent me 10 cents and he was like, why is your Venmo in your Tinder bio? And I was like,
because I'm collecting dimes.
No, and I said,
idiots like you.
I replied and I said, I am now 10 cents richer. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's, and then I blocked him. Then my story, I matched this guy, like I was on it for 10 minutes. I'm like eating at the Commons at my college and the college campus. And I see this guy, cute, whatever. And he was like a skater who was on campus. Yeah, I'm gonna tell this story. I see your face. God.
Oh shit.
This is like the big one.
This is a big one.
So he was a skater on campus and he always skated these, should I even say?
I don't know. I feel like we shouldn't. It's so rare. Just picture an idiot skating around.
Okay, so it was an idiot skating around. He wore specific skates, but I never saw his face, like, anytime I've seen on campus.
Lame
I've never
skates.
Seen his face. I always seen him skate past me, though.
Mr. Lame Skate.
So I see his profile, and I realize it's him, and I'm like, damn, he's actually kind of cute. And so we were messaging, like, all spring break and stuff. And I was born on Friday the 13th, and his birthday is on the 13th, too, but, like, of a different month. I'm not going to be that specific. So he was like, I'm going to take you out on a picnic when you get back, and I'm going to do it. It was, like, on Friday the 13th of, like, there was a month, the whatever
month
it was.
Unimportant month.
Unimportant month. And literally, like, I messaged him because he stopped messaging me, like, for 3 days. And I was like, damn, it's over. Like, I knew it was done because, like, I don't like messaging first. But, like, there was certain times, like, when we would be talking, like, I would message him first. But it wasn't a big deal. Like, it was only maybe, like, 2 times I did. Because the guys always have to message first. Like, I know that's so hard for guys to accept, but, like, you have to message first. It takes, we don't have balls. We may seem like we have big dick energy, but it takes me a lot to message a guy first. I get
and
so nervous.
It's also like, we want to make sure you're not a creep, and we sort of feel that out by what you say to us.
Yeah.
So if we approach you first and break that ice, we sort of miss out on like feeling out if you're gonna be creepy or not. Like that guy that sent you 69 cents.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known he was like gross and creepy if he didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Not at all.
So
we were messaging or whatever. He stopped messaging me. And so I messaged him like the day before the Friday the 13th. So the 12th. And I was like, hey, are we still on? And he was like, oh, sorry, my DM from work is coming in, so I'm not going to be out till late. Do you want to reschedule? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm thinking maybe he's just being overworked, and, like, I'll just give him some distance because I'm I don't know how this goes. I don't message guys ever. And then he's still not messaging me, like, after that. And I was like, hey, did you still want to go? Like, he said, like, 2 days after, so it would be the 15th. And he was like, no, sorry, I don't think I want a relationship right now. And I'm like, brother, you were sending me all of these messages. Like, you wanted to take me out to karaoke. You wanted to, like,
you were ride. Making plans.
You were going to skateboard together. Like, he was the one who initiated all of it. Like, oh, my God. I literally was like, I was played. I was in a game. Like, and I was played by a player. So, this is a new...
What a scrub.
This is a new addition to the story. So, I found he didn't watch any of my Snapchat stories. Like, after, like, a while, he still watched everything. And then it got to a point where, like, he wasn't watching anything. So, I assumed he unfollowed me. So, I blocked him on everything. And I went back on his Instagram. Like, I unblocked and then I went on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he has a new girlfriend. And I remember, like, 2 weeks after we stopped talking, a girl was on his Instagram. Like, it was, like, a picture of just a girl. And I was like, oh. Like, 2 weeks after. And I was like, I hate my life. And it was just, like, it's such a blow. It sucks.
Oh, my God.
So I went on his Instagram. This was, like, a few days ago. And I watched a whole highlight on his Instagram. I watched all of it. And I was like, fuck, he can see that I watched it. So I just blocked him again. I was like, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. Why did I watch it?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was like, why did I watch it?
You're fishing for trouble.
So, yeah, he is like, they're cute, whatever. She's pretty. So I wish them the best.
But still, good luck with
shit.
The fuck
like,
boy.
Please do not lead me on. Like, keep your intentions
that's
clear.
A fuck
clear.
Don't
like,
waste anybody's
like,
time.
Like, don't tell me, like, all of these really
that's
nice
so
things. And, like, you're wasting your time, like, sending me all these paragraphs of shit, bro. I just...
You're a liar.
I want to move
you're
along to the next thing if you're not it.
Liar.
Yeah. Well, anybody have anything to add? I think you guys painted a pretty clear picture of what a fuckboy is.
I think we painted a clear picture
and
about
we gave
a bunch of
pretty
shit.
Good, interesting
painted,
dialogue.
Yeah.
We actually met in a podcast class, you guys.
We did.
Oh, the irony.
We did. We met in a podcast class.
So, all right. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 5 of This Is 20-Something. And tune in next week. It'll be our third listener suggestion episode. And I'll reveal that topic to you later on. And I want to thank you guys all again for tuning in and sticking with us and following us on social media and stuff like that. Also want to thank Jocelyn and Lily for coming in. And you'll be hearing from them again over and over, so get used to it.
Get used to it.
Also, we are still freaking working with Apple and wish we weren't trying to still fix the problem of having the two accounts, but you can subscribe and follow each of them. They both come back to me. They both are connected to the same feed. We're just still waiting for Apple to merge them. So, but anyway, yeah. Oh my gosh, Lily.
I'm trying to give you an outro.
That's a hidden talent. You have to record like a real one for the thing.
I know, right? I can actually
wait,
do it.
Let's do a live one. Ready? Okay. Go, Allison. Exit.
What? Thanks for tuning in, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, no.
Yes.